cringy, but I think about applying to med school as like running a marathon. It's so long, but getting to the finish line is so sweet.
Welcome to Learning from Experience, a podcast for college students and recent grads who want to hear directly from alumni on how they've adjusted their lives post-graduation, including personal stories of success, career readiness, and tips for navigating the real world. Created by the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences at Arizona State University. I'm your host, Megan Finnerty, and today I'm talking with Anna Abraham. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. So excited to share your story. You're one of our youngest young alumni that we've had on so far. So Anna is from Phoenix, Arizona. She graduated from the School of Life Sciences in May of 2022 with a major in biomedical sciences, and she had two minors in global health and psychology. Since graduation, she's been working as a medical scribe at a cardiology clinic while applying to med schools. But this July, she will actually be starting med school, which sounds so fun.
Very excited. Yeah.
And like a ton of work.
Yes. Yeah. I'm preparing for that as well.
So I'm so excited to know, how did you come to this idea of med school? Mm-hmm. When did you start becoming interested?
I think for me, I didn't really have this like big aha moment. It kind of just started making sense like over time. I've always really loved science, biology, anatomy, all of that. And I always had a passion for service, like community service is a huge part of my life. And to me, I just kind of thought like, this is a great way to combine those two passions and, you know, use my talents and my skills to serve other people through medicine. And I know there's lots of careers where you can serve people, but to me, you know, I've always loved the idea of being a doctor and working directly with patients. I think that patient-physician relationship is so special and really, really unique way to impact people's lives. And so it kind of just made sense over time. And here we are.
Did it start becoming more clear throughout college, or was it something that started becoming more clear when you were even younger?
I think going into college, I kind of already thought that's where I wanted to end up. I think it kind of became clear during high school, I'd say, when I really started getting the freedom to pick classes. You know, like, you know, when you're younger, you just get assigned your classes and you take them. But in high school is the first time I really had the opportunity to choose what courses I wanted to take at a lot of points. And getting to take those classes like anatomy and AP science classes, where I got to dive a little deeper into the science, is really when I started realizing like, this is definitely what I feel most connected to and most passionate about. And then like, you know, throughout college, I really made an effort to make sure this is actually what I wanted to do, and not realize that like too late once I'm already in med school. So I did, you know, seek out further opportunities to like shadow physicians, work in clinical spaces and that kind of thing to really get a little bit more exposure at least. And over the course of those experiences, it definitely kind of solidified and confirmed that, you know, high school me was right. And this is definitely what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Okay. So once you come to that decision, you've done well in your classes here at ASU. How do you start that application process? Mm-hmm. What was it like for you going through it?
Yeah, I will say it's pretty intimidating to start out. You kind of have to think about how you can shape all of your experiences in life and like your entire person into this stack of papers that the application or the admissions committees are going to receive, especially, you know, before you get to the interview stage. I think it's difficult to like portray your whole entire self in the application. So I just started by like, I literally just put notes down of like bullet points of things that I wanted to make sure came across in my application about who I am, what I value, what I want for my future and my role that I see myself doing in medicine. And then from there, just kind of like so much editing and reworking of my thoughts, and also getting advice from mentors and other people who have gone through the process and who have helped other students get through the process as well. I had a few like really important mentors through undergrad, specifically like my PIs, Dr. Sarah Brunell and Dr. Katie Cooper, have always been there to mentor me. And they, of course, wrote me letters of rec. They gave me advice. They read over my personal statement for me. All of that kind of helped kind of reduce the intimidation factor a little bit and help me feel confident going into it.
If you don't mind, share it with me a little bit about what you put into your personal statement. You talked about that it's difficult to kind of capture you in just an application process. What are some of those key things that you put in there that you think maybe helped your personal story stand out?
I talked a lot about like my foundations growing up. My parents are first generation immigrants from Iraq. So that was definitely something that shaped me and formed me into who I am today. And I learned a lot from them. And I also learned a lot about like, you know, other cultures and how to kind of bring together two seemingly conflicting cultures, like their Middle Eastern culture. And, you know, I was born in America. I grew up around American students and everything. So kind of like bridging those gaps, I think really shaped my perspective on the world. And I think it influences like everything I do, all my decisions, and it will definitely influence me as a future physician. So I talked a lot about that. And also like my passion for service, I think it's really core part of who I am. So I definitely talked a lot about that and kind of like the major experiences that impacted me through community service that kind of has stuck with me. And those were like the main things that I focus on in my personal statement, and showing how those two major things together really helped me realize that being a physician is what I wanted for my future.
I think that example is wonderful because it's probably great advice for other students that are considering applying to med school, and making sure that you really show values and mm-hmm. and things that you're committed to. And also yeah. just, you know, your personal range. You've blended multiple cultures in yourself.
Exactly.
You love giving back to your community. Just kind of shows more of a picture of I'm smart, but I also have these other facets to me that are yeah. important, that make up who I am.
Absolutely. Yeah. I feel like that's really what admissions committees want. Like they want to understand who you are, and your personal statement is kind of like that first point of like contact. Like if the first time you get to make an impression on them. So I think it's important to kind of pull together the really vital parts of yourself that you feel are important to show them.
Okay. So if somebody is applying to med schools, what was your experience? How long are you spending on those applications? How many applications did you do? Mm-hmm. How important was it for you to have those reviews on your personal statement from some people that you found mentorship with?
The application process is long. So it's a marathon, not a sprint, but I probably started working on my personal statement maybe 2 months before I actually submitted the application. I know some students take longer and some, you know, don't take that much time, but I definitely started like towards the end of my senior year, trying to put together my ideas and what I really thought I wanted to include, and then making sure I had multiple rounds of review. So I also reviewed with the ASU pre-health advisors. They went through my application with me, and they helped me at multiple points. So I went over my personal statement with them. And then once I had flushed out like the activities that I wanted to incorporate into my application, you have to list out a lot of, I think you get, I want to say maybe 15 activities that you can list on your application. So I had written those out and then sent a draft to my pre-health advisor. They helped me look through those as well, just making sure I had multiple eyes on the application. I would also say though, as a piece of advice, like not too many eyes. It is your personal statement and what you think is important. You know yourself better than your mentors know you, right? So I think you should take their advice and incorporate it as much as you feel comfortable doing, but don't feel like you have to change your entire story because of one person's feedback. I think that's kind of like a tricky balance to find. So I would say don't send it out to like everybody you know, because everyone's going to have their own opinions on it and want to make their own changes. And then it's not going to end up being your personal statement. But I do think it's still important to have other people look through it, and people who are experienced in this, like people who have sent kids to med school and have seen how other students have succeeded, their feedback is really valuable for sure.
That's great advice, because you want it to come across in your own voice. It's kind of like...
Absolutely.
The same way we handle our social media today, or, you know, if somebody were to meet you in person, you kind of want your personal statement to match yeah. what you're going to bring when you're in person. So instead of sharing them a Google Doc where they can edit it actively, make sure that you keep your own copy.
I agree. Yes.
Just to make sure you always have what you originally said. Do you mind going into a little bit the value of having this year to work as a medical scribe before going into med school has provided you?
Yeah, I actually have loved this last year. I loved getting the opportunity to work. I worked full time in this clinic, and I loved getting the opportunity to go like every single day. I got to see patients. I got to work one-on-one with physicians and see how what their day-to-day is like. I worked in a private practice this past year, and I really got to see like kind of the inner workings of that. Almost like the business side of it operates as well. Like these are all things you have to consider like as a future physician. What kind of medicine do I want to practice? Do I want to do private practice? So kind of getting to see the backside of that was really, really impactful. And I think it just further confirmed like that this is definitely what I want to do. Like I loved getting to wake up every day and see patients, no matter how long the days were and how chaotic it seemed in the moment. I learned so much. And that's just on kind of like the social side of it, like let alone the science side of it. I definitely learned a ton about like actual medicine and drugs that they use and process of diagnosing and talking to patients, and even like different disorders and diseases and stuff. Like all of, I had no experience in cardiology going into this, and I just have learned so much coming out of it. So I'm really, really grateful for this year. And I would recommend it to anyone who is thinking about a gap year. I really loved it.
I think that's awesome. Cause I think sometimes gap years can be seen as something went wrong. But they really can be an area for something to go really well.
Absolutely.
Okay. So now you're headed in. What are you most excited for? What are you most scared for?
Yeah, I'm really, really excited to finally be at this point. I feel like, I mean, like I mentioned, I've been thinking about pursuing medicine and being a physician since I was in high school. So this is like almost 10 years in the making of me finally getting to this point where all this hard work has paid off and I finally get to experience what it's like to actually be a medical student and be like so close to becoming a physician. I'm so excited to explore all the specialties that there are going into it. I really don't know what kind of physician I want to be. I'm most excited, I think, for those kinds of experiences where I really get to see what different specialties are like, what the day-to-day work is of these physicians, what their work-life balance is like. Do they get to do procedures? Like, how do they interact with patients? All of that stuff. So I think that's the part I'm most excited for.
Any fears?
Yeah. On the other hand, there are certainly some things that are scary and intimidating, of course, of going into med school. I think I am worried about how to find the right balance for myself. I want to succeed and I want to work really hard and I want to be competitive for whatever residency I choose. But I also want to enjoy my life. I want to be able to spend time with my family and my friends. And so I think I'm, of course, nervous about trying to find that balance and figuring out what works best for me as a student and also like as a real person outside of school, right? So I think that's a little bit of a concern, but you know what? Students have done it before me, so I'll be able to do it as well. I'll just have to figure it out.
Such a good outlook. I agree. You're going to do wonderful.
Thanks. I hope so.
Well, this podcast is called Learning from Experience. Mm-hmm. And I know you're just hitting a year out of college.
Right.
But do you have anything that you feel like you've learned so far that you think other students could learn from you?
I think one of the biggest things for me would be take advantage of your network. I'm a first generation American college student. So my parents did not go to school here. They did not experience the college system. And I had no clue what I was doing going into it and let alone applying to med school. So I think really making use of the people in your life that you already have connections with, like for me, my research mentors, my PIs really impacted my trajectory and they were people I knew that I could go to for advice. And so I did. I asked them what they think I should do. I asked them about logistics of things and timelines of things. So I think getting your foot in the door and getting connections with people and then letting that take it where it takes you, you know, like there are lots of things that I wouldn't have had the opportunity to do had I not really connected with people that I had the chance to meet. So I think using your network to your benefit is really important in this process and in pursuing a future in medicine, I think.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing about your experience and your path to med school.
Thank you for having me. It was so wonderful chatting with you.
So if you're listening today and you want to know more about Anna's story and connect with her, you can actually reach out to her over email and Twitter. Her email, I'll spell it out for you. It's AEABRAH2@ASU.edu. And then her Twitter handle is going to be @AnnaAbraham_. To hear more alumni advice, head to our episode page wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out the college's YouTube channel and visit the college.asu.edu/LFE podcast. See you next time.